stories of the Bible. Joseph in Egypt. This is Joseph.
Hey!
Who was the son of Israel and Rachel.
Ah.
He was his father's favorite, so his brothers hated him.
Oh.
And sold him into slavery.
Yep.
You see, Joseph was taken to Egypt.
Ooh.
And Potiphar, one of the Pharaoh's officials, bought him for his household. God was with Joseph, and he did well in Potiphar's house.
Oh!
Potiphar saw that God made everything Joseph did a success.
Aha!
So he put Joseph in charge of his whole house.
Yeah!
And God blessed Potiphar's house because of this. Potiphar's wife saw how well Joseph was doing in the house, and she wanted to make him do bad things.
Yoo-hoo!
Joseph ran away from her because he wanted nothing to do with someone who would try to make him do the wrong thing. This made Potiphar's wife angry, and she wanted to be rid of Joseph.
Huh?
So she lied and made Potiphar believe that Joseph had done the bad things that she wanted him to do. Potiphar burned with anger against Joseph and sent him to prison. While Joseph was in prison, again, he did well, and the warden soon made him responsible for all that was done there. God was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. When 2 full years had passed, Pharaoh was having unsettling dreams. Pharaoh did not understand his dreams, so he sent for Joseph.
Hey.
Pharaoh asked Joseph to tell him the meaning of his dreams. With God's help, Joseph told Pharaoh that the dreams told of what could come in the future, and he explained all the dreams to the Pharaoh. Pharaoh believed that what Joseph was saying was true. He trusted Joseph as a wise man, and he put him in charge of the land of Egypt, of Pharaoh's palace, and of all his people.